All right, JB Trio Bowlers, we're sitting here with Greg Charlton. We're right now observing Matthew Macy. He's got the front nine. How's it looking so far, Greg?
It's been looking pretty solid. Everything's been good. Those last couple, though, were pretty tough.
He's going up in the ninth. We're right next to him, so we don't want to talk too loud.
All right, here he goes. 10th frame, front nine, Matthew Macy. Hands away.
Whoa!
Solid. Hey. Nice shot.
All right. As you heard, solid 10th frame, solid 10th ball, I should say. Here's our first place bowler, Chris Saunders. We're observing now Matthew Macy's got the front 10.
Looking good.
Solid.
Very solid. Yes. Very strong. Very strong pockets.
Here comes 11. Looks good. Oh!
He's got
11.
What do you think, Greg? How was that?
Looked good. Just nice. One more like that.
One more.
Solid.
All right.
He's been very close the last few weeks. He got 279 about 2 weeks ago, 276 before that. So we'll see if he ends up making
He loves that third game.
Making his perfect piece.
Uh-oh.
Perfect game.
All the bowlers have stopped. He's the only one. Pressure's on. Number 12. He takes a step on the approach. There it is. Go.
What?
Woo! Oh, no, he did it.
Good. Number two, baby.
All right, we're not going to say anything about that 12th ball. We're not going to say anything about it. Hey, we're on the podcast, bud. How do you feel? 300. How do you feel?
It was good. Fun. Second time.
He did it. Good job. He shot 215, 243. 300 for 758. That was awesome bowling.
Series.
Awesome bowling. Awesome.
I've never seen somebody kicking my ass.
All right. Great job, Matthew.
Matt.
Wow.
Chuck, great game.
He almost. He almost.
Love watching it. Never gets old.
Neil Steele crushed 788.
Hey, we got Rick Connor with us. We're on the podcast.
I didn't know he was on.
Yeah, we're going live, buddy. He was three great shots, although number 12 went Brooklyn. I can't believe it.
That was amazing.
That's awesome.
Good job. Congratulations.
Yes.
You're going to see it on the stat sheet.
Exactly.
All flush.
He shot 814 handicap as a team. Wow, for that last game. That's unbelievable. And they're in third. There's probably going to be your guys' second place team next week because they won all of them, so – it's definitely going to come down to you. These three teams are definitely going to be it. It's going to be the S team, Slate's Rockheads, and BD in the pocket. S team is currently in first.
It's always good to play against those guys. It's always tough, and it's always.
All right. You're going to come with us Monday, right?
Yes.
You're on Monday. All right.
Absolutely.
We're live Tuesday, but next Monday, when we do episode 16, Chris Saunders, the man himself, will be here. We'll see y'all next time. Welcome to JB Trio Podcast, Season 7, Episode 16. I'm Lee McDonald Jr.
Chris, your boy's Backwood Mancy.
Mark, the Ancient Warrior Merchant.
And joining us tonight, Mr. Neil Brady. He's filling in for Jill Bear. How you doing, Neil?
I'm doing good. I'm not nearly as ancient as the Ancient Warrior, so almost Ancient Warrior. But
the almost ancient, ancient, yes.
Yeah.
And also joining us tonight is Mr. and Mrs. Chris and Tina Saunders. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. We get two for the price of one. I like it.
Yeah. Well, actually, get four. As in, you get Chris 4 free point Saunders.
Oh, my gosh.
That's only if you're absent during our poker.
Exactly. Yeah, well.
So the reason why we're having so many guests on is because it's our last regular week of the second half of our league. We've only got three more weeks left tomorrow night, which is the last regular week. Then we've got the big position round to see who wins the half. And then, of course, the grand championship during sweeper week. And so we've got most of the teams here represented.
Mark Merchant's team is in fourth currently, and Neil's team's in third. BD in the Pocket is in second currently. They were going to be represented by Matthew Mason, who had a great score this week of 300. But he had plans come up, and he was not able to join us tonight, but we want to have him on next week. So hopefully they'll be still in contention next week. They are in second and holding good. But and then the first place team, of course, still in first, the S team. So Chris and Tina, you guys are representing first and have got a good, strong lead to hang on to that. So how you guys feeling?
Always nervous, honestly. Yeah. Kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always a surprise to see, but clinging on for life. But always very, very nervous, but luckily, luck's been on our side.
Yeah, you've been killing it, Chris. Tina, you've been holding strong, getting the queen of the league. But Chris, you've really picked it up here lately. I mean, your bowling has been outstanding. Oh, yeah. So kudos to you and your team. I know you guys got a big test this week, but I think most of us are going to have a lot of faith in your team. I know I am, you know, analytics and all. You always got to pick the team that's first. I think you guys got right now a 20-pin lead between first and second, 20-point lead, that is. So I think you guys are definitely the odds-on favorite to at least hold on to first while we go into position round. So it's got to be a good feeling.
It definitely is a good feeling, but at the same time, we know that we're up against OG, and we historically against teams like that, we kind of laid down. So I'm hoping we don't continue that trend this week, and I will breathe a lot easier next week.
But yeah, so you guys have got at least a 31-point lead between first and fourth. It would have to be a disaster of titanic proportions.
Well, did I hear him say he was going to pull a Woodmansey?
The only people we lost really bad against this season is Penn High.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Penn High. They were in first a couple months ago and unfortunately have fallen all the way to ninth. They have not had a good – that podcast curse, I'm telling you, man, ever since they had been on the podcast. Yeah. I bet you they'll never want to come back again.
I don't need to be on a podcast to bowl bad, so.
Well, you broke that curse. You were on once before. You guys are still holding strong, so yeah, I have faith that it only affects certain teams. So it won't affect you guys, I promise.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, exactly. So, to find out how we got to this position, let's talk about the fastest 3 minutes in bowling. Starting off with team number three, Wicked Trio. They bowled against Ricky's team, and Ricky's team had their way with them. They bowled and won 43 out of 48. That's two good weeks in a row for Ricky's team, so good job. Kudos to them. Next pair, we had host versus host. We had Mark's team against Chris's team.
Let Mark say this.
Yes, I will let you guys chime in.
Yeah, okay. That sounds about right for Mark's team. It was embarrassment. It was embarrassment to be on Mark's team. If you were on Mark's team and you're listening to this, it was embarrassing. I felt sorry for y'all.
That's why Chris's intro was he was the comeback kid again.
Yep.
He won host versus host against Mark. And team won 34 out of 48. But Mark's team's not out of it. They definitely needed to win, but they could afford a loss. And they had to give up that one loss to Chris's team. So, surprisingly, Chris's team won 34 out of 48. So,
you're welcome, Chris.
Thank you. No, I love you.
Well, they got a big week this week, too. So,
big week.
They're only good for 1 week, so it's over.
Oh boy. We're coming back again. We're going to do back to back.
I'm scared of beat Mark's picks. I can't imagine.
Back to back.
Oh,
back to back.
I can't. All right. Next pair, team four, blaming on the alcohol against team six, three fingers deep. And it was nearly a kiss your sister night with blaming on the alcohol coming out on top, 28 out of 48. I think it was Fred that pulled out all the stops. But oddly enough, Rick Connor, his son, and George all bowled below average. So I'm not sure what happened there. But in any case, they lost 28 out of 48. So they're going to have a big struggle to kind of make a comeback. But they're still in it, but chances are slim. Next pair is Team 2 OG. They went against Team 9, Slate's Rockheads, and Slate's Rockheads had a great week, which starting off with Neil, as Chris calls him, Neil effing Brady.
He
pulled the highest series of the league, which is another reason why we wanted him back on. He shot 788, which is one pin higher for the high 30. Well, we call it high 30, but a high series of the league. We had some great bowling this past week, starting off with Neil. Oddly enough, though, Neil was not bowler of the week. Well, that was Matthew Macy's team.
Yes, he still sucks.
But Blaze Rockheads won 40 out of 48, so kudos to them. Next pair, my team against Team 14, almost empty nest. That's Tina's parents. And unfortunately, we had our way with Tina's parents. We won 36 out of 48. Good week for us. Good week for Peyton. I bowled pretty good. Scores were high that week, and a lot of the higher average bowlers had a good week, including us. Next pair, rough week. It was pin high, another loss, podcast curse still in effect, but mainly because they bowled against BD in the pocket, Mr. Matthew Macy, bowler of the week, 758 and 300. And not only that, his teammate Brian Brimmerman shot 721, and Christian shot nearly 600. So I'm pretty sure they set a record, if I look at this right. They bowled 2303, which is the only, I think, third time in the league that we've had a 2300 series. And they, with handicap, are the second place holder. Wicked Trio still in first when they shot that 900 game. So 2303 is good for second place high team series of the league. Hard to beat that. So pin high, unfortunately lost big. They managed to squeeze out 2 points, so it was 46 out of 48. So it was not a clean sweep, but BD pretty much did the rest. And lastly, we've got Team 12, the men in the 10 pin against Team 7, the S Team. S Team, dominant performance, first place. They are still in the hot streak, 44 to 48. Chris Thomas going great as usual. Tina holding them up as well as Diego. 44 to 48. So the standings, like we talked about a minute ago, the S Team holding very strong, 475 in first place. 1 week to go, they got it pretty much where they're guaranteed to be in the top spot, but it's not 100%. Second place is BD in the pocket at 455. Third place is Slate's Rockheads, 445. Right behind them, Slate Sloppy Seconds and fourth at 444. Those are your top four. Next, we've got that are not out of it, but pretty much almost out of it. My team climbed all the way to fifth. I can't believe it. We're at 418, tied for fifth with three fingers deep at 418. Seventh place, blaming on the alcohol, 396. OG slipped down to eighth place at 394. Pin higher on their tail at 355. Put your thumb in. Timmy is in 10th place, 347. Hey, they're not last. Almost empty nest at 344 and 11th. And in 12th, the men in the 10 pin, 337. Ricky's team not in last at 309. And then Wicked Trio at 287th and 14th. And there is your fastest 3 minutes in bowling. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is, it is. One of the things I wanted to talk about is the high scores. I mean, my God. Was it me, or did anybody else notice the shot was much improved?
Oh, yeah. Super easy.
I mean, if I can shoot nearly 650 on it, I mean, it's got to be easy. I mean, kudos to the house. They found something. I mean, we had three or four 700 series, which is high for us. Neil was a 788, a 300.
I mean, we had three opportunity 300s, but Neil fucks one up, Chris fucks one up, and Matthew was just the one who clutched it up.
And Chris, the other Chris, was still nowhere near a 300.
No, you know what? I'm not on the fuck up list, okay?
I got to give kudos to Neil, though. All three games, he had at least the front eight.
Yeah,
I mean, all three.
And he still fucked it up.
That's because I would look over at you and see the way your shit was, and I'd be like, oh my
God. I shot pretty good.
And then I'd look, and I'd be like, oh my God, I can't do what he does. I shot pretty good.
For me being a slump, I shot pretty damn good.
I gave you a pep talk last week. If I don't give you a pep talk, you have your finger, you have literally your thumb up your you know what.
What was that? I don't give you
the no, that's not Timmy. That's not Timmy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Thumb and Timmy. What was that critique, Neil? He was what? He was doing what again?
He was aiming the ball.
Aiming, that's it. He's the aimer.
He's the aimer. That's right. His new nickname, the aimer.
Yeah, yep. Stop aiming it. I broke a 629 series, so I'm happy for me being some.
640 something, right?
Yeah.
That's only 140 behind Neil.
Well, Neil still is.
Yeah, you bowled pretty good.
Whatever.
It's okay.
Mark's team, what happened to you guys?
They suck. They're old.
You guys were in prime position to knock down a team that's in the lower half. And, you know, I know Kyle, he bowled pretty good, but.
Their best player, Kyle.
Leland killed it, too, man. He had two games in the 200s, 225, something like that.
Yep. Camilla shot 570, 580.
God, and Camilla didn't miss a friggin' 7-pin, which is pretty good for her. You know, not one single 7-pin she made. You know, she was throwing a good ball. I think Chris was throwing the worst ball in the pair.
Okay. Was there another foul sighting? I don't remember. Was there another foul sighting?
No, not one.
No.
No, not one. I don't foul. No.
Not one. I can't believe it. Wow. All right, so that's the high scores we had last week. We hope to continue that on. Again, if anybody from the bowling in charge of the bowling alley is listening, kudos to you guys. Whatever shot that was, we were even after the first league and the shot was still good. So whatever that was, I know Ryan Curtis on Facebook a few weeks ago had a few comments, a few choice words about the shot changing and not for the better. So hopefully after that, that'll please a lot of people.
You know, Lee, on Monday night, I think they might have had 4 or 5 300s on Monday night.
Did they really? Holy
shit. Oh, yeah. Yes, they had a lot. They had a lot of big scores.
Damn. That is crazy. That's good. Well, you know, and I got to give the alley some props, too, because Amber, the manager, she really came through for the league. There are certain retention, I guess, perks that can be get by certain leagues if they do certain things. And I guess we qualified to get one of the perks from the alley. And
which so is
the
what?
The alley had actually donated $400 to the prize fund. Which I know is not a huge amount, but I figured that might be.
It's not going through Woodmansey, is it? No. It'll never make it.
Hey, what?
Never make it.
It's actually something AMF or Bolero is donating to our league. We just literally found out as I was cashing out the check last Tuesday, and she said, let me see if you guys qualify for perks, and she got a hold of me Friday. I don't know if Chris, did she have you sign anything Friday?
No.
She did. Well, we can sign it tomorrow. It's no biggie. But, yeah, so she pulled some strings for us, and she got us an extra $400 in the prize fund. So we'll have some money to play with during the sweeper, which also I got some great news for our sweeper week. I don't know if I announced it already.
Yes, but hosting the sweeper week competition.
Okay. Exactly.
So when am I going to win? Yeah, so I'm going to win that and get my money, five weeks later?
You're not in it. You're
yeah, you know, 5 weeks later? Oh, thanks.
You're all back to disqualified. Yeah. You're not
it's where everybody can volunteer to join, and then you get to pay it later.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a play now, pay later.
Pay as you go. Yeah, play as you go.
Yeah. So, we play it by ear. Right.
Play exactly. Play it by ear. Yeah.
If you bowl you pay. And if you don't bowl well, you don't pay.
If you beat me, you don't get money. That's right.
So last tournament we had was run by Chris in the scratch brackets, and some guys didn't pay on time, and they eventually did pay. Most of it, I think, is
we
got.
More person. Yeah,
we got. We got one more person.
Who is it? Say it on air.
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
We won't say it. But there will be fingers broken.
But we all know who is
the money.
Person.
Yeah.
We all know
before, and I want my money before the league bowls.
Oh, so my that's God.
I want money before the first Chris ball is thrown.
Chris doesn't even show up before the league bowls.
Yeah. That's true. I show up literally on time.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which is 9:30, and we haven't bowled yet.
So the big news is that Joey Robb, who hosts his Saturday Color Pin Sweeper mostly every Saturday, it's been every other Saturday, he has offered to come help run our sweeper week. So we're going to bring the Color Pin Sweeper. So we're going to have tons of games during our sweeper nights. I know it's been tough for us the last couple of years when I have to run it and bowl and still have to do all the final things that the secretary normally has to do. So I said, you know what, this year I'm going to bring in somebody special, and I'm going to bring in exactly who needs to run it, which is Joey Robb, the man himself. So we're going to have tons of fun on Sweeper Night, lots of games and prizes. And we've got $400 donated to the house. I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, what do you guys think? I'm thinking maybe strike pot tickets or maybe a really big mystery score. What do you guys think? Should it just be strike pot where the strikers get the benefit, or should we make a mystery score where everybody benefits? What do you think?
Well, I thought it was going to be keychains and stuffed animals.
A free car wash, like, or Leland's car wash?
Yeah.
What do you think, Tina? What do you think we should do?
I like the strike pot. I like the strike pot. I actually, last year on our Friday Night League, they did raffle tickets, and your raffle, if your ticket got drawn, you got the chance. I was 8 months pregnant, and I got a strike.
Really? I dare any man to do that.
I got a strike.
Wait, you dare any man to do bowl while pregnant? Okay.
Yes, I did. I dare any man to bowl pregnant.
Okay.
Neil, if you're pregnant, I bet you won't shoot 788.
Okay.
Probably not, even though I'm guessing no. So okay. Hey, since that $400 is really for everybody,
we
should split it to everybody has to be an equal chance. Yeah, I don't want anybody buying extra tickets. This is not a extra ticket thing.
Yes, it is.
Everybody should have a fair shot.
It's paid.
No, it's not. No, everybody has a fair shot. My money is the same money that you did to get the four.
I totally agree with Neil. There'll be two color tickets. There'll be if anybody wants to participate and buy extra tickets, that'll be Joey's normal ticket.
Wow. Definition of white privilege, guys, right here.
We're going to have a special.
Hey, you guys are calling them colored pins. I didn't say colored.
Oh, my God.
Talking about white privilege. You want to call them off color or something? Fine.
There will be colored pins, which is orange and everything else.
Oh,
orange.
So it's LGBTQ. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yes. So we got color pins. We'll have. I asked Joey if he has a program that can do crossover doubles. We're going to do that. So we got a lot of games in store, and that $400 is going to be included somehow. I'm thinking a special super strike pot for that. So we'll get to it.
Just take some of that first place money in the first half. Use that too.
Oh,
second half, first place, second half too.
I don't know if the first place teams would agree to that. I mean, we got all you guys on here.
I would agree to the first half teams getting money.
Oh, yeah, Mark's team. Yeah, Mark. You guys won first place in the first half. So, all right. So, there's what we have in store for the next couple weeks. We got normal week tomorrow night. We got position round to find out who wins the second half. And then we got the big, fun sweeper night coming up.
Yeah, Titanic. All right. Yeah,
it's not the Titanic.
It's Godfather, yeah.
Hey, Godfather, yeah. What was I thinking?
Talk about a top 10 movie review pick. How about the top 10 movies that Chris doesn't know about?
That's a lot. Yeah,
he doesn't know Munchies, I guarantee. He doesn't know Munchies.
Hey, I've seen magazines of that old-ass black and white TV movie.
Hey, don't harp on those. Those are good movies.
Yeah, if you're freaking born in 1930.
Oh my God.
I rest my case.
Hi, welcome to Chris Probes the Guests, featuring Chris Saunders, Tina Saunders, and Neil fucking Brady.
Yay.
So, we've already done a podcast about Neil fucking Brady's story. We've done podcasts about backstory behind Chris Saunders and Tina Saunders. We all know their favorite position. He stated on the podcast last time they were on. So these questions will be more in depth, more deeper. We're going in full throttle.
Full throttle? What? Full throttle?
So, first question is, Neil, what the fuck are you taking? What kind of steroids or some pill or some kind of sex that involves anal probing that you're doing before Tuesday night? What the fuck can happen with you? We all see it. Like, are you thinking about something? Are you just haven't had sex in a very long time? Like, what is it?
You mean with another person or just by myself?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Your bowling is like it feels like you're trying to let off some steam. Like what's like why are you bowling like this? Like
he's exercising that hand a lot.
Exactly, that's right. I've really built up my wrist. My wrist strength is phenomenal.
It's been built up very lately. Because you've been bowling great for the past like what a month now?
Yeah, I shot pretty good. Yeah, I've had quite a few good scores. It's the DNA. Even though I'm not on staff with Storm Products, I do highly recommend the DNA, the original, not the one that just came out.
Before you say that, but have you been bowling with the DNA all month or just this last week? Oh, okay.
No, all the whole time, man.
All right, that's a difference. Yep.
So that's a prop. Anybody wants to, you know, sponsor me, I appreciate that. So I don't spend $250 a bowling ball.
So
kudos to Storm.
You're saying that just by this ball in making you bowl great for the past month?
And also Garrett having high average over me, that was a kind of spurred me on. Yeah, that was a very motivating factor. I don't like being in second or third or whatever I was in. And so, yes, I took that. I don't think I took it personally because Garrett and I are pretty cool, pretty friendly. But yes. So who am I over now? Ron. I got a nice little fat lead on Ron Reynolds and my own teammate, Gil Bear, at this point.
Well, he hasn't been here for the past 2 weeks, so you can't really say that.
That's true. But no, I've just concentrated really well. The ball has worked very well, and the lanes have gotten a lot better. They just have. Mm-hmm. So my ball matches up well with the lanes. That's not always the case, but yes.
So nothing sexually, nothing anally.
No,
nothing.
No anal. No, nothing like that. No gerbils. No gerbils going missing.
Okay,
no.
That's weird. Okay,
it's all in his wrist.
Huh? Yeah, it's all on the wrist.
All on the wrist. I got you. All right. Well, thank you. Really, that's Chris. So basically, the same fucking question, but not as empathy that I have with Neil. But why have you been bowling so great lately for the past three? So yeah, I really don't care. Why do you been bowling so well lately? Like you only got 300 last week. Week before that, you've been high 600 series, even though you don't have a 200 average. But you've been bowling really good lately.
Because those crappy games are on Friday night.
No, that's not true. Okay. I'm still bowling high six. Okay. I still bowled 620 something this last week, which isn't great, but it's not terrible. But to answer the question, I think it does have a lot to do with the anal. And
okay. Wait.
No, I'm kidding. That anyway, I'm not gonna.
But let's say, didn't Tina just like what happened? Oh, that's what happened to her. Gotcha.
What? No,
it makes sense.
No, she's just trying to redo her approach. That's all. That has nothing to do with anything else. But as far as like mine goes, no, I did switch the way I was throwing the ball. So me and Eric, my brother, as Tina said, we bowl on Fridays as well. And after Friday Fellowship, so we throw on Friday Fellowship on Fridays. It's really, really cool. It's a cool league, a lot of cool people there. That's actually where we met Chris and them again, reunited on Friday.
Reunited.
And it feels so good. Anyway, but yeah, after that, we had to do a post-bowl or pre-bowl. We had to do a lot of those in that league. And so me and Eric were practicing kind of how we changed the way we held the bowling ball, and I used to not grip the whole thing, so my hand did not lay firm on the bowling ball entirely, so there was always kind of a gap in between where my fingers were inserted into the ball, and that caused a lot of back end hook, and it was kind of uncontrollable at times, and it was really uncontrollable, then that's when you bowled really bad games. And so I decided to lay my whole hand on the bowling ball completely. And since then, like, it's just been high 600 after high 600 or very, very close to, like, I've had four or five in a row that were very high, except for this last Friday, but it was still a 577. So it wasn't the worst, but then I came back with a 630 after that. So not the best, but definitely been higher on Tuesdays, but it's because of that change.
So you would say it's not all the wrist action. It's mostly finger action.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Nice. I like
it's all
it.
About the fingers.
It's all about being three fingers deep. Absolutely.
It just proves the fact that bowling had different styles of bowling. They're different styles.
Right. You can work it several different ways.
Yep. That's why bowling sucks. So, okay. I mean, that's good to know. I mean, I'm happy for that. So, now, next question, I'm going to do a snake pattern. So, Chris, following on what you just said, now, knowing what you just said and how Diego and Tina are doing, now you're going against freaking OG, which is Patrick and freaking Darren. All right, they're a great bowler, but they're starting sucking. They're on a dip now. They've been sucking for the past 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
They're on a dick?
Yeah. I mean, oh. We all know that. How would you feel going into that battle against them next week, knowing that they're on a slump and you're on a high right now?
I never take any team for granted, obviously, with the 48-point payout.
You also got their vacancy.
That's true.
You don't know who subbed.
True.
But yeah.
Last time we bowled them, they had a sub, and that definitely spurred them, I believe. Had a sub. Right.
All you need is to win 22 points. Once you win 22 points, you sealed it in for first in the playoffs.
And that's definitely something we'll keep in mind, but it's not something we'll focus on because I got to tell you the last time, whenever we focus on the points and how much we have to win and we definitely have to take this team, anything like that, we definitely don't do the greatest the first game. And that was true with Min and Tenpin as well, because even though I bowled, 678, 677, I bowled a 175 that first game. And it's because I played into that pressure, really feeded into a lot of that.
If you think about too much, you stress out.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I think it's the same with your aiming the shots, like Neil was talking about. You started aiming the shots, and you start thinking about, well, I have to throw it here, or I have to throw it here. I can't miss here. I can't be too far over this way. So it's the same thing when you go into any competition that we have.
I think our team is pretty fair. It's like when I have a bad game, Diego blows it out. And then when Diego's got a bad game, Chris and I blow it out. It's like two of us are always...
Blowing each other. You're always blowing each other.
You got to know how to
talk. We got to carry that. I wasn't going to say that.
So when Chris sucks, you blow him. He blows y'all. So,
oh, my God.
So when Tina sucks, Tina blows Diego and Chris.
Oh, my God.
I just want to make sure the audience,
you have one track mind, man.
I'm only saying what Tina just said. All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, she's right. So focus on your
average. That's why I tell everyone, focus on your average and beat yourself.
Oh my God. Even the kids love him. Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah. You gotta know how to talk to these guys.
Alright, so at the end of the day, y'all beat off to yourself. I gotcha. Alright, that's they're winning so much.
Okay. Alright, my wife Jennifer just sat down and she heard us beating ourselves, so hey.
No, I heard the word beat off, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
Beat yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Totally. Now, I must say, though, to talk about what y'all need, not to put any added pressure, looking over to remain at least in the top two, you guys would have to win at least 11 points Tuesday. 11 points will guarantee you guys to be in the top two in the
position. Yes, top two, but 22 – automatically was you sealing first until for the first
right to be in first, yes. You basically want to be in the top two,
yes,
to have the best shot of being in first. Of course, you want to win the most points, of course, but just to give you guys a little bit of relief, if you win 11 points, you're guaranteed to be in the top two for position round,
correct?
Well, that definitely adds more pressure, but hey, looking forward to it.
Well, that's awesome. That was a great comment, guys. So now, going back to you, Neil. Now, most likely in my hypothesis, say that you will go against the S team 100% in the finals. Your team versus the S team, Anchor versus Anchor, Neil versus Chris. Now, with that being said, how do you compare yourself bowling against another high caliber bowler that's been on a hot streak just as you? On the same month.
I like it.
I take it as a challenge. every time I look at Chris, I always say, why the hell is his average not higher? He throws the ball too damn well not to have a higher average.
Well, he's a bonafide sandbagger. So.
I mean, there's people you look at, like you would, man, and you say, well, I understand why he averages what he does. But you look at other people, you say, his game is too good. He should be a lot better than that. So I think Chris knows that he's been getting better and better as the season goes on. And like you said, a slight tweak. But to be honest, you guys have totally missed the success of the S team. You totally missed. There was a period in there where Diego had his Pablo Escobar / porn mustache, and they were kind of down. As soon as he shaved that, they've been gangbusters since then. So I think it was the shaving of the mustache.
I totally forgot about that.
You remember that?
I looked over. He looked really good in that mustache. I don't know why he shaved that.
I don't know. I was going to ask him to go get some coffee beans and with his donkey. I mean, he looked like freaking the guy picking the coffee beans on the mountain. I was like, shit.
You're talking about the Mexican with the donkey and the mule and like fresh coffee.
That's great.
So I feel confident? Yes, but remember, it's a team sport. Remember, there's no I in team.
I mean, yeah, okay.
No, Chris doesn't know that. Does not know that.
That's true.
I mean, okay, fine. As you say that, you but going off of that statement, what you just said, knowing that Gil is in the situation he's in right now, how do you feel? What's your confidence level now? Knowing Gil is in this situation, how is it now? Like, has it gone down?
And honestly, real quick before that question's answered, just to give everybody an update, Gil's doing much better. He's going to be at the bowling alley tomorrow night.
But will not bowl.
He probably won't bowl, but we will get.
You never know. He might be like, who was that? Willis Reed, 1970, New York Knicks, off the bench, or Kirk Gibson, 1988 for the Dodgers, right? Yeah.
Would you want him? Would you put him in? Knowing his situation, would you put him in?
I don't know if he's a fucking invalid. No. I don't know.
Not that bad
If he's still drooling on himself and everything, hell no. No.
Well, I draw the line at that. Everything else, perfect.
Yeah. I'm going to give him a sippy cup, and if he dribbles it all over his mouth and on his shirt, no, he's not balling.
What a good.
So that's our test. That's our test tomorrow night. So. Okay.
All right. So what was the question, Chris, to Chris?
Wait, to Chris? I'm going to ask him one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I mean, so I'm just saying, wait, Neil, your confidence level without Gilbert, has it gone down?
No, we have super subs, man. I'm not stupid. Kiefer's bold, great. Kiefer is a hell of a Now, as I said, I'm not giving out his phone number because he's not going to get any service calls at like 9:25. So I need him to make sure he stays and he bowls.
He gave us an idea.
Let's not go too far with that. So. Yeah, I'm going to take his phone away.
We should make a rule in the playoff round, no subs allowed.
Well, we did have that rule for a long time, but we are trying to encourage more subs instead of more pre and post bowl, which, by the way, this year, Mark can attest to this, it's probably been, I think it's worked. I think this new rule has worked because it's been one of the years we've had the least pre and post bowls that I can remember. Is that true, Mark?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
I mean, this whole season has been very clean compared to last year.
Although Chris had to get on two different teams.
Well, yeah, that's true. Very true. But, so we try to encourage subs only to avoid pre-post bowl, which I believe has worked. We have more teams than we did last year, and we definitely have nowhere near as many pre- or post-bowls.
Mm-hmm, true. Now, Chris, all right, last one. Take it home. All right, take it home. All right, this is going to be the question. I have it written down because me and Diego was talking about it on Sunday. All right. Next fall.
No, he doesn't want to bowl with me.
You and Diego, only dads.
Boom.
I mean, you're behind.
Me and you and Diego wear shirts. Our team name is called Only Dads, and boom.
Only dads. Was that like OnlyFans?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Exactly.
They ain't gonna make any money on that.
Oh my God.
You'll have to pay people to go to that site.
I've got the best dad bod out of all of us.
So, what do you feel about that?
Well, I love that you put me on the spot like that. I'm not going to ever rule something like that out if Tina doesn't want to do fall leagues or whatever. But obviously, I think she found the league she really liked. I think
she could still be in the league, just with another team.
Well, yeah.
I do it all the time.
We know.
All right.
But I think that it's obviously a little more enjoyable with each other. I mean, you've got to try it. And
I hate it.
He likes pulling with his wife, Chris.
That's true. I mean, but I feel like, hey, it's the first time we come in and we're making it real, not to put any connotations on, but you know, kind of a fun Cinderella story going on. We did nothing in the first half and we did everything in the second half. And I feel like, hey, we found the team.
If you lose the whole league, you're going to win this half for sure. But if you lose the whole league, what's your team you on? You drop Tina, go to me and Diego.
Okay, well, if I say no to that, are you going to tell Diago to go walk and then you'll still try to jump on our team? Like, you've done this before.
I mean, we don't know yet. I can't speak of the future. I mean,
really, really what it's come down to is if you want to lose 10 pins on your average, go with Wood Mancy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to build my average up. So,
I need an answer or a percentage, not 50-50, that will you join me and Diago in Only Dads next fall?
Like, you know, again, I think that depends more on Tina. So I'll let her answer this one. But I think it's definitely dependent on what she wants.
So she wears the pants in the family.
I mean, I definitely want you all to have shirts.
Oh, yeah. I agree. The shirts are in, but the team is out.
If you get shirts, then...
Yeah, well, of course. Yes. That's the whole point. We'll get shirts, and we'll wear those team shirts to bowling.
Oh.
Only Dads, yeah.
Okay, well, my subscription is the highest.
Tina needs to be on the team. But anyway.
Tina can go be on a team with Camilla somewhere.
Oh. Somewhere.
Somewhere. Oh, my God. All right. So there's the probing. What a probe. Wow.
It was a good probe. Good job there, Chris.
Hope y'all feel good.
What was that?
Here we go with another episode of Beat Mark's Picks. Man, this could be the last time we do this.
Wait, no. Mark. I thought you said you're going to change it.
I think we would just get rid of this skit, man. This is getting bad.
But you said it's going to be a different name, not Beat Mark's Picks. But no.
Right now, we do have a leader.
Oh, yes, they ain't so.
And that is the Woodman.
It didn't happen.
5-2 last week.
What?
Yeah, pretty good.
Lee, you are 4-3.
What?
He takes a 1-game lead on you.
Oh, Mark, what'd you do to me?
Oh, and I'm out of it. 2 wins, 5 losses.
Oh,
he's way out of it.
And Neil was 4 wins, 3 losses.
All right, kudos.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, overall, Chris is 68-56, followed by Lee at 67-57.
That's bullshit.
Yes, sir.
And I'm 62-62.
I can't believe it.
So when I win both half, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't win the first half, did you?
Yeah, I won the last half.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Oh my God. What's the world coming to?
Yeah, if he wins both halves, this is it. No more podcast.
Yeah, I think we're going to shut this whole thing down.
It's over.
We're going to have to shut it down. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. So starting us off, we got a lot of picks to choose from. We've got to roll these back quick. First pair is Team 4, blaming on the alcohol against Team 8, Pin High. What's the spread, Mark?
Pin High will get 155 pins.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
But you know me, I got to go with the higher ranked team, blaming on the alcohol all the way.
I got blaming on the alcohol.
I got blaming on the alcohol too. Pin High, they've been sucking it big. Yep.
I'm going to take Pin High.
This is why he's losing, but this is.
He's got to go opposite. That's the only way you can
this
win.
This doesn't shock me because this is why he's losing my place.
I got to go on the ledge. I have to.
He's got to make it up somehow.
Yep.
All right, Tina, Chris, what do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, she said blame it on the alcohol. But I definitely, we played Penn High, and they
creamed us, but so did blame it on the alcohol. So, you know, it could go either way, but
like a cream pie. Like cream pie.
Well, okay, bro. That one track mine.
Oh my god.
That gutter track mine, bro. All right. Anyway, exactly. I'll definitely say blame it on the alcohol.
You say cream you. What kind of cream? What cream pie?
Yeah. I said creamed us. It was a collective creaming. Okay.
Come on.
Right, next pair for the collective creaming. Speaking of creaming, we've got the first place team, Chris's team, and Tina's team going against OG, just like we talked about earlier. Very curious to find out what the spread is, Mark. What is that?
Yeah, this is pretty close, but with really? That vacancy score, that blind or vacancy score that OG has, they will get 7 pins.
Seven. Wow.
OG or
OG. OG will get 7 pins.
Wow. Holy
crap. It's gonna be hard to come back from. It's gonna be hard to overcome.
I'm gonna have to go with, of course, the analytics. The S team. They're on a hot streak. They're killing it. They're gonna win again.
Yeah, I got the S team.
I also got the S team, even though I think Super Sub Joe is gonna bowl again for Team OG
the
last couple of weeks. So
I think he might be there. Yeah.
You know what? Yes. I talked to him this afternoon. He ain't gonna be there.
Oh, he's not. Okay. No. Good info.
Oh, so then can I call Brian Curtis to sub for Team?
Yeah, do it. You could call Brian Curtis.
Oh, that would.
There's
be
nothing against the rules that say that I could call a buddy, like phone a friend, right?
That's true.
The Stars are playing last night, so I think he has tickets to the Stars game, so he will not be around.
Oh, damn it. Oh, well.
So I love the Stars. Love the Dallas Stars for the reason. But yeah, I mean, it's hard. You can't vote against yourself. That's like cursing yourself.
Even if we squeak by, I think we're going to win.
Yeah, I think we can overcome 7 pins, I hope. And yeah, as long as that one dude that was there last time isn't there, I think it's even better for us. So yeah, it's hard to vote against yourself.
I'll make it fair and go with OG.
Oh,
I'll make a fair reach. Wow,
could be though. You may sweep us all. Who knows? You never know. But anyway, so next pair, Team 14, almost empty nest against Ricky and the two Mikes. What do you got as far as the spread, Mark?
143 pins to almost empty nest.
Ooh, man, they didn't bowl too well last week. I'm not sure why they. I mean. The shot wasn't that bad, but I just think that maybe later in the year, long season, Ricky's team is pretty hot.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to have to go with Ricky's team on this one. I'm about to screw the analytics.
Yeah, I got Ricky's team because that was our winning factor between me and Yuli, and I voted for Ricky to win, and they did. So that's why I'm going to.
You just copied my picks. I see how it is.
He is.
He's copying every single pick.
I'm going to take almost empty here.
Oh my God. Come on, I'm not going to go for almost empty nest. I'm not. No.
You're going next, Chris. You're going first next.
All right.
As far as I go.
You know what? Because I'm going to go with a Brady Bunch tie-in since there is an Anna Davis on almost empty nest. And, of course, Ann B. Davis played the housekeeper on the Brady Bunch. So I'm going to go with almost empty nest.
Wow. So.
Yeah. Ricky and the two Mikes have been, a major disappointment.
And this is why Mark will pay me $20 because the guests never go. The guests will never go a full 7. Well,
I don't know. I'm curious to see what Tina says. Tina, you going against your parents?
I really am leaning toward Ricky and the two Mikes just because they're starting to like really blow it out. And my parents seem to be letting themselves, as y'all say, are old.
we say that. You didn't say that.
Well, but I'm not at them, but you guys say, you know, Neil is saying that it's because we're old or we're breaking down. Well, that's what I think my parents are doing.
Oh,
too bad.
They're not. I hope they're not listening.
But they're nice people.
They are.
I swept a tear away. Oh.
I actually think that the almost empty nest might take it this week, and here's the reason why. So Ricky and the two Mikes have done better, but a lot of the time, sometimes, they can't hold on until that 10th frame, and we just played almost empty nest, and I will say exactly what Mark did. I will say what he said is true, is that it goes until the 10th frame, and whoever is in better position at the end of that ends up winning that game, and they took one game from us because we weren't in the best position. I'm going to say that almost 50 nets can squeak this one out by being in better condition by the end.
majority for almost.
Thank you for giving us the definition of winning.
Smart move, Chris. Yep, smart. Keep that baby sitting ready to go.
All right, next pair. We got Team 5. We got Mark's team, Slay Sloppy Seconds, against the men in the 10-pin. This is the one of the teams that's going to be fighting for first, Mark's team. What's the spread, Mark?
This is 24 pins.
Wow, that is nothing. Chris, what do you got, buddy?
24 pins?
Oh, get the Jeopardy music ready.
What lane?
27, 28.
Chris, you go first. Go ahead.
I go first? You, Chris, go
yeah, first. Chris, go first.
No, you got to go first, man. Go ahead.
You got 6 minutes, Chris.
All right, I went brain dead. Who's the teams again?
Oh my god, Mark's team against men in the 10-pin.
Oh my god, men in the 10-pin. That's a good team too. That's a good fucking team. A good team.
Oh my god.
All right, Mark's team. I got Mark.
Oh.
He actually said Mark's team too.
Said Mark's team. I can't believe I'm shocked. Mm-hmm. And I have to go. I'm sorry, Mark. I have to go opposite here. I have to go into the 10-pin only because I got to catch Chris in the points.
You would have voted for Mark's team.
I would. Yeah, I told myself whatever Chris says, I'm picking the opposite.
Give me the trophy now, Mark. Give me the trophy. Yeah, right. I want it.
All right, Mark. Of course, Mark, you're picking
your team, right? I'm taking us. Yeah.
I thought Sean Taylor. He would have bowled really well, too, with the lanes the way they are. So he had a little spurt in there where he bowled well. And I just look back now. Yeah, he's kind of fallen off a bit. So I'm going to go with Merchant's team, too. So, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking those guys are great. Great guys. We play poker with them, too. And I've got a little vendetta against a few of them
You went against them last week. Yeah, he went against them last week. So he knows exactly how they bowl.
Not Cody, though. But anyway, no, I got to go with Mark's team, Ron and them. Obviously, they know what they're doing. They say they're not even fazed by anything going on as far as, you know, nerves or anything like that goes. So, and I can believe them, too, with how high they are. So
Being senile. Yes. Courtland phases Merchant.
So majority of us for Mark's team except me, I'm having to pick against Chris. Uh-huh. All right, next pair, Team 9, we've got Blaze Rockheads against Team 3, Wicked Trio, who's currently in last. What's the spread on this one, Mark?
The spread in this one is 99 pins.
I'll go first. I got Slate Rockheads. Only I got Kiefer's team here.
Kiefer's team. I got Blaze Rockheads as well. You got to pick who's on a hot streak.
No, go next. Go opposite of me, Lee.
Nope.
You just said this.
Nope. 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 I ain't losing that many points to you.
Yes. Same with me. I'm going to take Blaze Rockheads.
Kiefer's team.
And I know Neil's going to pick his team.
He's going to pick Kiefer's team.
I don't know. Larry could be looking for revenge. I mean, he could say, hey, what the F, man? You just beat me by one pin last week?
Exactly.
Yeah. Larry's pissed off. 30? Larry's on an island. He's like the only player on that team.
Oh, man.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
It's a true statement. I don't care what y'all say.
All right. What do you guys think, Tina and Chris?
We're definitely for Slate Rockheads.
You're for them, but I bet you're rooting against them.
I was going to say, you don't have to say it. No. Don't be nice.
I really like their theme. I like how they dress.
Their team. Obviously,
that is true. We are the best dressed team.
You like the theme of how old they are together?
Yeah, but some of them are outgrowing the shirts.
that's great. All right, and then, of course, my team on the last pair, 31-32. Against Team 6, Three Fingers Deep. Both of our teams have like a 2% chance of winning, and I'm pretty sure it's not going to be my team, but what's the spread, Mark?
Oh, this spread is even. Zero.
Zero?
Wow.
I'm going to take Three Fingers Deep here.
Wow. Oh, my God. My son Peyton's standing next to me. Who do you think's going to win, son?
He's going to take Three Fingers Deep, too.
Oh, I think he just did. He gave me a head nod. He didn't pick him right away.
He put three fingers up.
Lee, I'm going with you guys. I'm going with who you call him Pinhead.
Yeah, so. I'm going to go with who you call him Pinhead as well.
Yes, you guys bowled well last week, so we're going to put another week together, a good one.
I'm very interested to hear what Chris has to say. Chris Woodman.
Oh, dude. I want to go. I want to say Three Fingers Deep. I want to. I really do.
I may have to pick the other team just so I can sandbag and get that point. But no, I'm picking my team. No drama.
Man, damn, this is a hard one.
I was waiting for the music.
Damn it, this is a hard one. This is so hard.
That's what she said. Mm-hmm.
This is a hard one, though. This is very hard.
Wait, what lane? What lane again? What lane?
29-30?
31-32. Ooh. Wait, how is that possible? What lane am I on?
I don't know. I don't want to be on that pier either.
No, what lane am I on? We haven't done my team yet.
Well, yeah, we haven't done you guys because everybody knows nobody's taking your team.
Oh, we didn't pick Chris's team.
Yeah,
did we? That'll be last.
We already know everybody's taking BD at the pocket.
I've never skipped a team before. Yeah, I can't believe it.
I got Three Fingers Deep. Fuck.
Oh, wow. So extra incentive to win, Peyton.
You know what? I think we're going to call a KYS on this one.
Wow.
Each team are perfectly even. It makes sense. This is like complete scratch bowling. So whoever comes out on top comes out on top. So it could easily swing both ways. So I'm going to go. We're going to go KYS.
I don't think anybody's called a KYS. Your team would be the first. So
what are you going for? Political office? What the freak, man? Pick a side. Oh my god! I've never seen anybody more non-committal on the picks. Holy cow!
Just you wait.
You can offend people. Woodman Z does it every week, and he's fine. No one likes him anyway.
I say the truth. I say the truth to people.
We're just trying to get reelected here. That's the thing, you know. Somebody has to balance out Chris, you know, for running mate.
I don't
got to balance out Chris.
Sugarcoat nothing. I tell people the truth, and see, my wife just came in naked, guys.
Oh my god, Camilla. I love it. I love it. BD in the pocket with huge first place implications against Chris's team, the Titanic.
They're voting for us right now.
All right. Mark, what's the spread?
It is 24 pins.
24 pins. They get 24 pins more than us.
I'm going with BD in the pocket because of analytics.
Yeah, because Christian sucks.
Oh, let's listen to Chris. What's he say to Camilla?
Yeah, I'm going with BD in the pocket.
Yeah, BD. They're all voting
easiest
for BD.
Pick.
They're all voting for BD.
Neil, what do you got?
Chris, ask Camilla. Does she feel like she's ready to go for tomorrow night?
They're asking if you feel like you were like last week, last Tuesday. Do you feel good to bowl the way you bowled last week?
If you do, then I'll go with you guys. Huh? If not, because Camilla's she's the key.
She says that. She said yes confidently.
I bowled like the 570 something.
Yes, she did. She bowled back 570s.
Okay, I'm a fan of put your thumb in it, right? Isn't that what we're going with?
Neil voted for us.
So if she feels as good as she did Saturday night, then we should be good.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, she's giving me a thumbs up, and we know that thumb is going up Timmy. So we're going to say put your thumb in Timmy on this one. Only because, you know, we have a very strong relationship with two of the thumbs on the team. There are three of them, actually. We have all three. So nothing against BD, though. Are obviously very dominant and very, very hard and very, very scary to go against. But, yeah, we got to go with the thumb.
So we got three on Chris Woodmanzy and Camilla's team?
Two.
Oh, wait a minute. Woodmanzy didn't pick.
I got BD.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
You got to be kidding me.
I got BD.
Camilla, put your clothes back on, okay?
They're saying put your clothes back on.
Camilla, you got to divorce him for that. Oh, my God.
Well, Chris, if this is foreplay, you're not very good at it.
Oh, my God. I hurt.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh, she brought the Coke bottle in.
Tina and Chris is on the hair. Can you imagine Tina doing that?
Oh my god, stop it. Alright, on that note we've got to end it here. Just real quick, words of the week. Of course we had Matthew Macy 164 pins over his average.
Neil Brady, kudos, 158 over average. Brian Bremen, 134. Biggest top three we've had all season. So kudos to the men there. Ladies, Nancy Davis, 64 pins over. Tina's mom, bowled good. Camilla had 61 pins over. Kudos to her. Anna Marie Davis, 59. Highest the ladies have bowled over average.
Yeah, play of the week, baby.
So good bowling overall. High average, Neil Brady, 211. Next is Ron Reynolds, 204, with Gilbert, 204. Camilla dominating the women, 169.
Dominating the women's, baby.
Amanda, 144. Nancy, 134. Kyle Howe still in the lead for MVP for the men, 171. Gino, 162. Myself, 159. Tina Saunders, the queen, at 157 for MVP for the women. Mom right behind her, 127. And Anna Marie Davis, 121. Yes, and that is the podcast. As much as I'd love to hear every husband and wife fooling around with each other, let's go ahead and end it here. So, Chris.
I'm right. We're doing nothing. She left like 5 minutes ago.
Sure she did.
So you're just making those noises by yourself?
Yes. I'm beating myself off.
Exactly. It's all on the wrist, like you said earlier. All right, guys. Thank you, everyone, for joining tonight. This is one of our biggest podcasts we've had. Neil, Tina, Chris, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me. Always fun.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for so much for tuning in and hearing us ramble off. Congratulations to Chris and Neil for being the worst bowlers in the league.
You're welcome.
But kudos to y'all in the finals. I hope y'all end up going against each other and leaving all on the lanes and finding out who victors the whole league of JB Trios. Tune in next week as you see that Chris is still in first and will continue to win the half. And Neil will be on here stating that he shot a 586 series.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
If you don't tune in, you'll be like?
If you don't tune in, you'll be like Neil and Chris, not shooting 300.
Oh. Wow. That was a sad note ending. All right, guys.
At least mine's official.
Say that again?
I said at least mine's official. At least my 300 official.
Okay.
Oh.
And Matthew freaking texted me like, that's two to your zero. He texted me that night. I'm like, oh my God.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Well, Chris,
we're going to have him on next week.
Woodman, I like how the two people that don't have 200 averages are getting 300s.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, wait, what does that say about you then?
I mean, it's saying I have a 200 average. Oh, and Chris doesn't, and then Matthew doesn't.
It's
just
not about having the. It's about being able to score when you need to. You know,
that's what she said.
I was going to say that.
All right, y'all have a great night.
Yes, have a good night, guys.
Thank you.
Drive safe. Hey, I'll see y'all tomorrow and also Thursday.
Yes, sir.
And Friday.
Mm-hmm. Adios.
Yeah, inside of D&D.
Bye. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.